Imagine you're sitting in your living room, right? And your teacup just starts rattling on the table.
Right.
And it is so incredibly tempting to just stare at the cup, maybe, put your hand on it to stop the noise, and just assume, oh, a heavy truck drove by outside.
Yeah, that's the natural instinct.
Exactly. But if you were to like look out the window and see the entire landscape shifting, I mean, hills moving, roads buckling, you would instantly realize the rattling cup is not the actual problem.
No, not at all. The very tectonic plate you were sitting on is fundamentally rearranging itself.
Yes, and that changes your entire response.
I mean, you completely stop worrying about the teacup at that point, and you start trying to understand the physics of the shifting ground beneath you.
Which is honestly the absolute perfect way to frame what we are doing today. So, welcome to this deep dive into the Great Awakening Reports, Awakening the Sleeping Giant weekly report for the week of August 3rd, 2026. On behalf of the Great Awakening Report, we are so thrilled you're joining us today.
We really are.
Because our mission today is to look far beyond those isolated daily headlines that, just rattle the teacup. We are here to identify the larger signals, the hidden patterns, and the swooping threads that are actively shaping our world right under our noses.
And we should probably establish right away that this specific report, it contains some highly speculative, really extraordinary claims.
Oh,
Yeah,
absolutely.
it presents narratives that run entirely counter to the mainstream consensus. I mean,
Yeah.
covering everything from highly classified geopolitics to suppressed medical physics.
Right. And the goal here is absolutely not to tell you what to believe. We're just laying out the report's claims impartially, really just dissecting the mechanics of what the source is arguing.
Right, exactly.
That way you can exercise your own critical thinking, compare these perspectives against what you actually see happening in the world, and, investigate further on your own.
Because knowledge requires friction, right? It is most valuable when you critically engage with it, when you question the underlying assumptions and really look at the actual mechanisms being proposed.
So let's jump right into the foundational premise of this week's report. It argues that we have officially crossed a point of no return into what it calls, quote, the new global operating environment.
Yeah, that's a heavy term.
It is. And if I'm reading the source material correctly here, this suggests that global leadership, so we're talking governments, major financial hubs, military sectors, they are no longer trying to just solve individual crises to get back to normal.
No, not anymore.
Right. They have basically accepted that extreme volatility is just the permanent structure of the board now.
That is the core thesis, yeah. For the past decade, phenomena like, really aggressive geopolitical competition, massive AI expansion, energy insecurity, extreme climate volatility, all of that was basically treated as temporary glitches.
But we'll get through this rough patch.
Exactly. The expectation was always that things would eventually just settle down. But the report indicates a massive paradigm shift behind closed doors.
Okay.
Institutional capital and strategic planning, they now view these factors as permanent baseline condition.
Wow. Which means the metric for a successful society completely changes. I mean, it's no longer about rapid speculative growth, is it? It's about operational resilience.
Yeah. The report highlights this massive, largely silent wave of strategic modernization. Like, we are seeing artificial intelligence transition from being this, commercial novelty of generating images or writing email
Right,
into foundational national infrastructure.
yeah.
It's literally being woven into the defense grid, supply chain logistics, energy
I
distribution.
mean, it's everywhere.
It really is. And furthermore, the report notes that smart money is abandoning short-term market volatility. Strategic capital is flowing heavily into long-term resilience projects. So, modernizing power grids, securing independent water systems, hardening cybersecurity, and domesticating defense tech.
And what's wild is the report explicitly connects this shift in human infrastructure to the actual physical shifting of the Earth.
Yeah, this is where it gets really intense.
It brings up that July 28th magnitude 7.1 earthquake in Kumamoto, Japan. I mean, we all saw the tragic footage of that shopping mall collapsing, trapping people inside, wiping out roads and regional power.
It was awful.
Really awful. And the natural instinct is to view that as a tragic but, isolated local disaster.
But the source material warns very strongly against that localized view. It actually frames the Kumamoto quake as this glaring symptom of a much larger interconnected surge in global earth change activity.
Because the entire Pacific Ring of Fire is waking up, right?
Exactly. It's experiencing heavily heightened stress. The report points out that Japan has just been hammered by a relentless series of sizable quakes throughout all of 2026.
And it isn't just Japan, right? The report notes that accumulated tectonic stress in Southern California has reached a 1,000-year high. I mean, that is a staggering data point. It implies that a major release of kinetic energy there is just mathematically inevitable.
Right. And the logic presented is that surviving this era requires interconnected global resilience that has to be built before the disaster strikes.
Because you can't build it during.
Exactly. If a magnitude 7.8 earthquake hits a densely populated area in California with legacy infrastructure, the report estimates the damage could easily exceed $1 trillion, completely crippling global supply chains. So the modernization of these systems, it has to happen proactively.
It's like trying to rewrite the foundational operating system of a computer while it is actively rendering a massive, complex 3D movie.
That's a great way to put it.
You can't just pause the world economy to upgrade the grid and reinforce the bridges. You literally have to swap out the code while the machine is running hot.
Yeah, that perfectly captures the immense difficulty of what this report claims is currently happening. The systems must remain fully operational while undergoing a complete structural transformation.
Which naturally leads to the next massive claim in the report, because just, I mean, if you were going to fundamentally rebuild the physical operating system of the planet, you have to completely rewire the financial plumbing that funds it, right?
Absolutely.
So the weekly update section of the report pivots into global power dynamics, specifically this massive geopolitical chess match in the Middle East.
And the contrast between the public narrative and the report's hidden narrative here is just immense.
To say the least, I mean, the mainstream media has been reporting on, 13 consecutive nights of U.S. strikes in the Middle East, right alongside Iran, officially closing the Strait of Hormuz.
Right.
And that strait is a choke point for about 30% of the world's oil. The public is essentially being prepped for World War III. But the GAR source claims this entire conflict is a carefully coordinated smokescreen.
Yeah, the claim is that the Strait of Hormuz closure was actually leverage. Leverage utilized in a highly classified diplomatic maneuver.
Wait, really?
Yeah. The report asserts that President Trump utilized Swiss intermediaries to negotiate a secret binding agreement with Iran.
I know anyone listening to this right now is going to immediately ask what kind of deal.
Well, according to the source, it is an agreement to completely dismantle Iran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting the blockade. But the most staggering part of the claim is actually financial.
Oh, right, the asset seizure.
Yes. The report alleges this deal involves the silent seizure and redirection of $500 billion in hidden deep state assets, moving them directly into the U.S. Treasury to defund proxy wars.
Okay, I have to channel the listener's skepticism here for a second, because how do you secretly seize $500 billion?
That's a fair question.
That amount of capital moving around the globe usually leaves a massive footprint that the markets would immediately react to, right? What is the mechanism the report implies here?
So the proposed mechanism relies entirely on the vulnerability of international shell companies and digital ledgers. The claim suggests that these funds aren't, you know, sitting in massive vaults of physical cash.
They're just numbers on a screen.
Exactly. They're digital entries spread out across offshore accounts. So by utilizing international intermediaries like the Swiss in this scenario, a coordinated freeze can essentially lock out the original owners and reassign the digital ownership of those ledgers without the money ever physically moving or entering public market circulation.
So they are essentially hacking the ledger at the administrative level.
Precisely.
And that ties directly into the report's claims about a total global financial reset, because the source argues the traditional banking systems are failing from the inside out, specifically pointing to SWIFT. And SWIFT is the backbone of all global cross-border payments.
Right. The report states that SWIFT is experiencing cascading failures due to the implementation of new ISO standards. For some context here, ISO 2022 is a new, highly complex global messaging language for financial data.
And it requires massive amounts of data in every single transaction compared to the old system, right?
Yes, exactly. And the claim is that the legacy mainframes of the current banking system literally cannot process the sheer volume of data required by that new standard. It's creating these deliberate bottlenecks.
Wow.
And the report goes even further to claim that recent bank collapses, you know, like Silicon Valley Bank, were not accidents of poor bond management, but what they call controlled demolitions.
So the report frames the current banking system as fundamentally corrupt, making the case that these specific institutions were targeted to freeze the operating capital of illicit networks.
That's the claim, yes.
But if we follow this logic, the source claims the Federal Reserve System is being systematically dismantled to make way for a quantum financial system, or QFS. And this is described as a blockchain-based, asset-backed currency model relying on physical gold and silver designed to completely bypass fiat currency.
Yeah, and the transition mechanics are honestly the most fascinating part of that claim. The source material suggests the QFS has actually been running in parallel for years, just quietly mapping the legitimate financial flows of the entire planet.
But a parallel banking system running in the shadows. If we take this claim at face value, how do they just flip the switch without crashing the daily economic lives of billions of people who rely on fiat currency, on checking accounts and credit cards?
Well, according to the logic of the report, the transition is managed through a synchronized digital mapping process. So when the legacy system is taken down, the parallel blockchain basically catches the fall.
Like a safety net.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it is asset-backed, the claim is that it would seamlessly replace fiat digitally in your everyday account, preserving legitimate individual wealth while essentially just zeroing out illicit, unbacked institutional debt.
Wow. It's a silent swap of the financial foundation while the house is still standing. I mean, it is a massive claim.
Huge.
And this theme, you know, of hidden advanced systems replacing outdated corrupt ones, it's a thread that really runs through the entire report because it extends from finance directly into human biology and healthcare. We essentially transition from the financial matrix to the medical paradigm.
Yeah, and the whistleblower testimonies detailed in this section present claims that radically defy our current understanding of medical science.
Oh, entirely. We have two major leaks here. The first comes from a nurse who allegedly worked at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in a highly classified area called Sublevel 3 between 2017 and 2024.
Right.
And the source claims she witnessed 847 amputee soldiers fully regrow biological limbs. I mean, bone, muscle, nerve networks, everything in just 4 to 6 days.
And then the second leak is from an FDA scientist in a special access protocols division claiming to have witnessed 12,247 terminal cancer patients cured in a matter of days, completely bypassing chemotherapy or radiation.
Okay, regrowing a limb in 4 days sounds like pure science fiction to the average person. I mean, even if we entertain this, how does the report claim this physically works? What is the actual biological mechanism that allows bone and vascular systems to regenerate that fast?
So the report describes these as advanced frequency chambers. The underlying premise here is that human DNA acts as a holographic blueprint, basically a bioelectric template. Now, in our normal environment, cellular regeneration is incredibly slow. But the claim is that these chambers use targeted harmonic resonance to stimulate dormant stem cells, forcing them to rapidly follow that genetic blueprint.
And for the cancer treatments, the FDA scientist mentioned pods filled with crystalline particles.
Right. So the physics suggested there involves nanoscale crystalline lattices. The theory is that cancer cells emit a mutated dissonant frequency compared to healthy tissue.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so these crystalline particles are supposedly programmed to resonate specifically with that mutated frequency, literally shattering the cancer cells.
Right.
Much like a singer hitting a specific pitch to shatter a glass while leaving all the healthy tissue completely untouched.
That is wild. And the report doesn't just claim this technology exists. It claims it has been deliberately suppressed for decades. It specifically points to a former Pfizer executive who allegedly broke a non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah, that was a huge part of the section.
Right. This executive revealed that his division had essentially an unlimited budget to hunt down frequency-based medical devices, acquire the patents, 41 of them in total, and just lock them in vaults forever to protect the pharmaceutical business model.
The report paints a picture of a medical industrial complex that relies entirely on chemical symptom management for profit.
Right.
Because a permanent cure using physics and frequency, well, that dismantles a multi-trillion dollar industry built on lifelong dependency.
They even cite something called Operation Frequency 9, detailing how 40 hertz of strobing light and low-frequency sound is being used to target Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and that specific frequency is highly significant in neurology. 40 hertz matches the gamma wave frequency of a healthy, highly engaged human brain.
So by introducing that frequency externally, the brain essentially entrains to it, syncing up with the rhythm.
Precisely the claim. The source suggests that by exposing a patient to 40 hertz, the brain's microglia cells, which act as the immune system's trash collectors in the brain, they basically wake up and begin clearing out the amyloid plaques that cause Alzheimer's. It treats disease not as a chemical deficiency, but as a dissonance in frequency.
The report is asking us to view the human body not as a chemical combustion engine that needs synthetic oil to keep running, but as a highly sensitive electromagnetic receiver, like a radio tuning in to the precise station required to heal.
That's exactly it.
But let's look at the societal implications for a minute. Because assuming these technologies actually exist, the psychological shock of releasing them would be massive. How does a society culturally adapt to the sudden, abrupt end of chronic disease and aging?
I mean, it would require a total restructuring of human purpose and economics. Think about it. Our current society is deeply structured around biological vulnerability.
Yeah.
We spend our lives saving for end-of-life care, buying health insurance, planning for physical decay.
Right.
If these med beds can regenerate tissue and cure terminal illness in days, the entire financial burden of care just evaporates.
The entire life insurance and retirement industry would collapse overnight. I mean, if you can live a healthy life to 150, the concept of a 30-year mortgage or retiring at 65 makes zero sense.
Culturally, humanity would have to shift from a paradigm of mere survival to a paradigm of pure potential. How do we live, work, construct our cities, relate to one another when the looming fear of biological decay is essentially removed?
It's huge.
It's a profound philosophical shift that goes way beyond just, you know, feeling better physically.
And speaking of profound frequency shifts, the report takes this concept of resonance and unseen forces and scales it way up to the macro level. We move from microbiology all the way back to the earth changes in extreme weather we discussed at the very beginning of this deep dive.
Yes, this is where the source really connects the dots between the subtle frequencies of the human body and the massive cosmological frequencies of our solar system.
The report offers a completely alternative explanation for the global climate panic. While mainstream science attributes changing weather patterns entirely to human carbon emissions, the GR source claims this narrative is a highly coordinated cover for a much larger cosmic cycle.
Right.
Specifically, they point to the approach of a celestial body they call Planet X, or Nibiru.
And this draws on ancient Sumerian knowledge of the planet of the crossing. The report describes Nibiru not as a typical planet, but as a massive brown dwarf star on a 3,600-year elliptical orbit that brings it deep into our inner solar system.
But again, we have to look at the mechanisms here. How does a distant celestial body cause earthquakes in Japan?
Well, the claim is rooted in magnetism and gravity. The source asserts that as this massive magnetic body approaches, its gravitational pull interacts with the Earth's molten iron core.
Mm.
This creates immense internal friction, heating the core from the inside out.
Okay, wow.
And this internal heating is what the report claims is triggering the volcanic activity along the Ring of Fire, causing the magnetic poles to wander and literally heating the oceans from the bottom up.
And we're seeing the immediate real-world data of this extreme weather right now. I mean, the report details the current Super El Nino. We're talking about unprecedented sustained 114-degree heat in Vegas,
yeah.
A streak of 104-degree days in Japan, and what they call pyrocumulonimbus fire clouds in France.
Those are terrifying.
Wildfires so intense, they create their own weather systems and lightning storms. The economic implications outlined are severe, warning of trillions in losses, and a historic global food supply crunch as agricultural sectors are just devastated.
And the report makes a very controversial claim here regarding how global leadership is handling this. It suggests that the elite are fully aware of this incoming cosmic cycle and are utilizing geoengineering to manage it while keeping the public distracted with the carbon narrative.
The report mentions chemtrails and solar simulators, which, I mean, that sounds wild to the uninitiated. What is the actual mechanical claim being made there? Why would you use a solar simulator?
So the underlying claim is that stratospheric aerosol injection, you know, spraying reflective particulates like barium and aluminum into the upper atmosphere, is being used to create a chemical shield. The stated purpose in the report is twofold. First, to deflect the extreme solar and cosmic radiation bombarding the planet.
Mm.
And second, to literally mask the visual sighting of the approaching celestial body to prevent global panic, using artificial light sources or simulators to obscure the natural sky.
So we have an incredible tension between two distinct realities here. On one hand, observable catastrophic weather events that the mainstream attributes to a greenhouse gas effect we can control.
Right.
On the other hand, the source claims these are symptoms of a massive, unstoppable, cosmic cleansing high-frequency energy bombarding the planet, triggering our dormant DNA, while the elite hide in deep underground military bunkers.
Which brings up a critical point regarding how the report advises its readers to handle this information.
Exactly. If the source is right, and this is a macrocosmic event driving a fundamental frequency shift on Earth, what does preparing for the shift actually look like for the everyday person listening to this right now? Because you can't outrun a shifting tectonic plate.
No, you can't. And if we follow the logic of the report, preparation is not primarily physical. It's not just about stockpiling freeze-dried food or trying to build a bunker. In fact, the report explicitly suggests that the elite bunkers won't protect them from a fundamental shift in the Earth's resonant frequency.
So how do you prepare?
Preparing, in this context, is an internal energetic process. The report emphasizes releasing fear, refusing to be programmed by anxiety-inducing media narratives, and actively aligning your own consciousness, your personal frequency, with a higher state of awareness, empathy, and service to others.
I love that.
Yeah, it's about becoming psychologically and spiritually resilient to systemic collapse, so that when the physical systems falter, your internal compass remains entirely stable.
Which brings us full circle. I mean, we've covered a massive amount of ground today, unpacking the architecture of a global transition. We looked at how physical infrastructure is shifting permanently to handle Earth changes. We explored the claims of secret geopolitical ledgers and the quantum financial system, dove into the physics of suppressed regenerative medicine, and scaled all the way out to the cosmological drivers of our changing climate.
It is a vast amount of information that requires a lot of processing. And for those who want to consume this incredible material on the go or review these concepts while commuting, the audio review is another fantastic way to experience the Great Awakening Report's weekly content.
Definitely check that out. As we wrap up this intense journey through the source material, we really want to reiterate the core ethos of the GAR. When facing massive structural shifts, whether they are financial paradigms collapsing, medical revolutions emerging, or cosmic cycles returning, the key is to approach them with gratitude, discernment, patience, resilience, and hope.
Absolutely. The most important tool you possess is your own critical thinking. Trust your intuition, constantly question the narratives and assumptions you've been handed by legacy systems, and above all, do not succumb to the frequency of fear.
I want to leave you with one final thought to chew on based on everything we unpacked today. If our entire global operating environment, from the foundations of our financial ledgers to the cellular regeneration of our bodies to the very climate and magnetism of the Earth, is undergoing a simultaneous structural reboot based on frequency and resilience, what is the one outdated frequency or rigid habit in your own personal life that you need to completely dismantle to align with this new era?
That is the essential question for navigating what comes next.
Think back to that teacup rattling on the table. You can spend your whole life staring at the cup, gripped by the immediate panic of the noise, trying to hold it still. But once you look out the window and see the entire landscape shifting, you realize you don't have to fear the rattling. You just have to learn how to stand on new ground. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.